Hello.
My name is Latasha. I'm calling from HBO. I was returning a call to this number.
Yes. It's about setting up my time for a delivery of some ovens.
Okay. Do you know what day you're going to be delivered? Who is it through Home Depot?
Yeah, Best Buy.
Okay. Bear me one moment. What's the telephone number that's associated with the order?
Probably 806-679-6296.
And you said 806-679-6296.
Yes.
Okay. Bear me one moment. Let me pop your order up. It just takes a minute for my system to find it.
Okay. Let me run and get my calendar real quick, okay? My phone is plugged in and I have to put my phone down for a second
Okay.
to go get my calendar,
Okay.
okay? Okay, I'll be back. Okay. I'm back. Did you
Okay.
find it?
No, ma'am. It just takes a minute to pop it up. Just bear me one moment. I'm still here with you, ma'am. It's just taking a moment. I do apologize.
Okay. You still there?
Yes, ma'am. Still here. Okay. It's not popping up with that telephone number. Is it could be under the telephone number that you're calling from?
Yeah, let me look up another phone number. Are you ready for this other phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
806. 242-9651.
Did they call you?
Yeah, they keep moving my appointment, and And then they just set it up like I'm going to be home on another day, and it's going to be snowing here tomorrow, and that's why they moved it. They canceled on me last week because it was barely snowing here, and I stayed home, and they canceled it because of inclement weather. And now they've scheduled it, I think, for tomorrow, and it's going to be possibly snowing again.
What
and I
telephone?
Can't be home tomorrow.
What telephone number did they call you with?
Well, let me look that up. Hang on. Eight, six, six. This is the number that they called me from.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Not the number that, no. What, did they call you at this number that you're calling me on?
No, they called me on my, they called my husband.
What's your husband's telephone number?
Well, I think it's that, his cell number is that 806-679-6296.
Okay. Bear me one moment.
Can
I'll,
you look it up by a name?
Yes, ma'am. Give me your, yes, ma'am. You can give me your last name and your zip code.
Our zip code?
Your last name and your zip code. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Cox. The last name is Cox. C-O-X. And our zip code is 79119.
Just bear me one moment.
Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm not able to find it with your zip code and your last name, so I'm waiting on you to pop it up with the telephone number.
Come on. Give me that. Well, my goodness, this is a mess.
I'm still here, ma'am. It's just taking a minute. I do apologize.
Okay. If you find us, will you be able to change our appointment?
I have to see what the notes are saying and what status the order in, but I should be able to. Can you tell me what it is that you're having delivered?
Double ovens, KitchenAid, double ovens.
Okay. Okay. Is it Roger?
Yeah.
Okay.
Roger Cox.
Now, are you trying to reschedule? Is what you're trying to do? You don't want to be scheduled for tomorrow?
I do want to reschedule for tomorrow. I can't be home tomorrow.
Okay. Okay.
He just calls and talks a million miles an hour, and I think he said they're coming tomorrow. And also, there's going to be snow tomorrow, and that's why he canceled last week, because there was snow. So he either needs to come Thursday or Friday. And I need to know if it's going to be morning or afternoon.
You wanted to know your time frame for your appointment tomorrow before you reschedule? Is what you're saying?
Not tomorrow. I need Thursday or Friday, not tomorrow. It's today. Yeah, today's Tuesday. I need Thursday or Friday.
You may have to hold on a second. Hold on a second for me. Okay, ma'am.
Yes.
Let's see. So I'm not going to try to sugarcoat it. If I get you rescheduled, the next rescheduling date is going to be March the 9th because that's how busy we are. Now, I'm going to schedule it for March the 9th, but I can see if I can get you a day sooner. But that Thursday or that Friday is not going to be guaranteed.
Oh. Well, I mean, I'm not going to wait till March 9th. We'll just cancel our order. We'll just somehow cancel our order and get our money back. I mean, that's ridiculous. They should never have canceled me last week. So I don't know. What time do they say they're going to come tomorrow?
Time frame is 2 p.m. to 4 p.m.
2 to 4?
Yes, ma'am.
2 to 4. Oh. Oh, just can't believe it. Can they do 3 to 5?
I can't change the time frame.
Okay. And nothing till when? March when?
The 9th.
Yeah, no, can't do that. Okay, I guess leave it tomorrow, 2 to 4.
Okay, is there anything else I can help you with?
Is there any way for me to get a hold of the delivery person, the actual delivery person?
He's going to call you tomorrow, but I don't have a direct number for your delivery agent, your install person that's coming tomorrow. No, ma'am.
Okay, but he'll call me tomorrow?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Now, it's going to be snowy tomorrow, so is he going to cancel on me again?
I can't say for certain. It depends on how the weather condition is up there. I can't say for certain for today. I'm not sure. I can't give you a word up there.
Okay. And then I wonder if it is snowy, when would be my next date?
Yes, ma'am. I'm not sure how that would go if they cancel on you and then try to book you into another day, how they'll do it. But I know if I was to reschedule you now, the way my system is, I won't be able to schedule you until the 9th of March.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling XBO. You have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.